Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to a brand new Zany on the Air. It has been a while, folks. About 3 years to be exact. But that ain't stopping me from returning. Oh. Gosh, so much has happened since the last Zany on the Air. I don't know where to begin. Let's begin by skipping all that crap. So anywho, today I have with me some special. I have with me Muhammad Ali. I apologize. Muhammad Ali's sick cousin, three times removed, Marcus. I also have with me, you ever listen to Man Cow? I don't have Man Cow with me. But, you know, Kathy Dupree, she does the news and other stuff on there. Well, I don't have her either, but I have her yoga instructor, Peggy. And I also have with me a very, very talented, in fact, possibly the greatest mime in all of America, United States. Vinny the Mime, folks. There's just haven't, you haven't experienced, Mimania, until you experience this guy. He's a master mime, and that's all there is to it. So, let's get the show on the road. How are you doing, Muhammad Ali? Six cousin, three times removed, Marcus? Not much. I'm sorry to hear of great Muhammad Ali's passing. I'm sure that, I mean, the whole world is experiencing that right now. But I'm sure for you it's even deeper. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I never met him though. Oh, you never met him? Well, but you're his cousin, right? Yeah, I'm his cousin, three times removed, Marcus. Well, so maybe you know some interesting stories about him the rest of us don't know. Nah, I doubt it, man. I know about as much as anyone else. Okay, then, okay. Peggy, Kathy the Greek yoga instructor, let's hear from you.
Oh, hi, Zany man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Just hosting away.
Hosting away? Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, thank you. So I'm a big fan of the Man Cow Morning Show, 97.9 The Loop in Chicago, and I understand that you instruct yoga to one of its main stars, Jesse the Greek. So let's hear about that.
Yeah, I am her yoga instructor. At least I was. She only showed up to class once, and I think she has a new yoga instructor. But she was wonderful for that one day. I was just so excited because I knew who she was, and I was like, oh my God, you're Kathy the Greek for the man costume. And then she just left for some reason.
Bummer.
where to go from here. This show is not quite panning out the way I really hope. You know what I could talk about? I can talk about how I won a contest last year. A radio talk DJ on the air on a Saturday night. You see, there's this contest called The Drive. I'm sorry, not Saturday night. Sunday night. I don't know why I want to keep calling it Saturday night. It's called The Drive Sunday Night Star. You get to be a radio host on a Sunday night. And anybody can join this contest. And anybody can win. I just happen to be one of those lucky winners. Because every Sunday they have a new host. And so I won this contest last year. I was a DJ for a day. Like an hour, not a whole day. But it was, I mean, sure I'm a DJ here, but it's nowhere near the same thing. Being on the actual radio, and this is all over Chicagoland and suburbs and Northwest Indiana, all the surrounding Chicagoland area. But not only that, could have been tuned in worldwide, because it also broadcast on the internet, on the Loop's website. I mean, on the Drive's website. Oh my gosh, I gotta quit recording after midnight. I talk crazy. Yeah, the Drive's website. Sorry, I'm a fan of both stations. And after midnight, I start making calling Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday, Saturday, and the Drive, the Loop, and the Loop, the Drive. But they're all separate entities. Anywho, it was so much fun. I had a blast. And there's nothing like it. It was the greatest experience ever, probably, in my whole life. It was one of the best things ever happened to me. And I'm so pumped about it. And like I said, I'm a DJ here, but it's not quite the same as being on the actual airwaves like that. So, anywho, I know what you mean, because then I am Kathy the Greek yoga instructor, well, I was, and so that puts me really close to the radio, because she's on the radio, and I got to her for, like, at least, she got up, and she was at the apartment for at least 10 minutes before she was up and left for some reason. It was just crazy. Right, I know, you told me. So, we watching the movies? Oh, yeah, there's that one, I watched this movie on YouTube. Oh my gosh, I'm getting like you, and calling things what they aren't. I meant to say Netflix movie the other day called Serenity. It's about, like, space, sci-fi. And oh my gosh, it was just like, wow. There's skips and stuff, and I was like, I thought, this only happened in Star Wars and Star Trek and Judge Dredd, and that's about it. But this is another one. There's actually another movie like that with flying automobiles in space and stuff. Okay, then.
kind of letting Peggy hog the airwaves here. Sorry about that. You got anything else to say, Marcus? Oh, no, I don't. Not really. I was wondering if you, like, want to go to the movies after this to see some kind of movie in the theater. Yeah. My treat, but hopefully you're paying. That doesn't make sense, what you just said. I feel like I'm supposed to have another guest. Did I show up? What the heck happened here? Anyway, speaking of Star Wars, I know it's kind of late at this point, but the new Star Wars, awesome. I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend seeing it, everybody. I really do. I think, and how long did you go see? How about that? Well, I mean, theaters no more, but, I guess buy it, you know. That's so.
Well, some other way, I don't know.
Also, the new X-Men, that's really good. Might still have a chance to go see that one in the theater. I just thought it was really cool. So, I'm back. This is Zany on the air. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to sign out now because I'm getting kind of loopy and I don't want this show to go too long. I just want everyone to know I'm back. Not the last heard of the Sandman. Sandman has returned and will return and will not stop returning. So, that's the Genesis Sandman out.
This is Ben Affleck. I just want to say that Zany in the essay fucked the fuck up, man. I'm sick of this shit. What is this Zany fucking ass, man? He takes like 3 to 7 years in between episodes of his radio show and his YouTube videos. What the fuck? Why is this Zany? The Zany man's a fucking asshole, man. He has like a small fan base to begin with. Nothing like Ben fucking Affleck. And he just keeps his fans waiting for like 3 to 7 years at a fucking time, you fucking asshole. Give us some more fucking radio shows and some more fucking YouTube videos and shit, man. Fuck, he hasn't even been on Vine in months. What the fuck, man? And I don't care. This is going to end up on The Talk and The View and the fucking TMZ and all this shit. I can't fucking help it. It's just fucked up, man. I'm trying to get here.